Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and yes, darn sexy people. Hi, everybody. Coming to you from my home in beautiful Woodland Hills, California. Gosh, it's just been some exquisitely fabulous and incredible and wonderful days of weather out here. I love it. I love all the little flowers popping up and yeah, new life. And so I want to go over a few things, and then I've got some important information to bring out to you. If you missed the ego webinar, I'm sorry. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Of course, you can still get it on I Am Dee Wallace. But man, guys, what's up for everybody is, are you going to move into your total power without feeling guilty, or are you not? And that's literally what this whole webinar was about. So for those of you who really are intending to own the statement, I am God, this is probably the webinar for you. Also, you know, I did a new offering for you around all the core beliefs on the sheets, explaining exactly what they are and how they work. That's available now. I have to say sorry about the Valentine's special, guys. A lot of you are having trouble, and a lot of you are having trouble because it was only up, and it said explicitly it was only up for 24 hours. So I will be, well, Lauren will be getting back to many of you on Monday about it. It was a free offering that I just wanted to give you because I loved you. And yes, I'm excited about that. The new creation project that I put together will be out March 1st. If you want to talk to the channel today, press 1. Don't press it again if you've already pressed it. Okay. I want to read you a little story. A little bit from Life and Teaching of the Masters of the Far East by Bayard Spaulding. These are the books that changed my husband Christopher's life before he passed away. And this is volume 1. Just so the frailest poppy seed and the mightiest banyan tree, the bulb, the plant, the tree seed, all know that they can express the greatest. Each has an exact picture or representation of what it must express. So must we have an exact picture within ourselves of what we desire to express. Then there must be an inner perfecting wrought by hourly preparation, meaning consistent focus, in our words, and this perfection will come forth. No flower ever burst into full bloom without this perfecting inner urge. A moment before the bud was confined within the sepal sense of self, but when this inner perfection is complete, the flower bursts forth beautiful. As the seed that falls into the ground must first give forth from self in order to grow, develop, and multiply, so must we give forth from self to unfold. As the seed must first burst its shell in order to grow, so must we burst our shell in order to grow. So must we burst our shell of limitation to begin our growth. When this inner perfection is complete, we must come forth beautiful, the same as the flowers. As with an individual, so with a nation. Can you not see that with the Christ consciousness, love, fully developed in such a nation, whatever is undertaken by it or by its people must work out for good to all? For the very root or heart of all government is the consciousness of those governed. Basically, that's our whole work in a couple of paragraphs there. If you want to shift your life, you must come forward to shift yourself first. So if you're going in any way, I want it, I don't want it, that's not being picture perfect within yourself around what you are creating, what you want to create, what your intention is. Are you going to be a tulip or are you going to be a carnation? Or are you going to never bloom because you don't feel like you're in charge of your own creation? Okay, that being said, part of that perfection, that perfect picture that we hold within us, is knowing that everything's possible. And I can't tell you how much this is coming up in the private sessions. The first thing that everybody's dealing with in the privates, the holiday privates, Jennifer McLean privates, the yearly privates, is some form of I am God. I know I am God. I accept I am God. I am the God of me. Somewhere that's got to be in place first, guys. And you can understand that, because if you're not the power that's creating what you're asking for, the picture isn't complete. You have to be complete in your own power. So let's come together right now and go, I'm the God of me. Go ahead. I'm the God of me that believes and accepts and experiences all possibilities in my life through divine love. And so it is. Okay. Through divine love means all possibilities that resonate with love and the power of the God that I am. Those possibilities, no matter what they are or what they look like, I am open to. Come, match my picture. Now, kind of the biggest place for most of us now is really knowing and accepting and being open to I am the God over my physical body. We kind of have a sense that now, many of us have a strong sense now that we absolutely know we're the God over our money, so the God over our thoughts, or the God of our relationships, of our choices. But when it comes to our physical bodies, we are so ingrained, guys, that we don't have control, that we have to go outside of ourselves to create the health and wellness that we want, especially the older we get, because we bought into all those. It was so funny last night. We went to see Stomp, and there were two women in the bathroom as I was in the stall, and they came in and they said, you know, well, we wanted to take her here, we wanted to take her there, and, you know, we wanted to do this, but, you know, I mean, after all, she is 71. And I couldn't help it, you guys. I yelled from the stall, So am I, girls, and I'm healthy and I'm vital and I'm young. And they started laughing. But that's what I mean. Our society goes, oh, yeah, I've defined anything over 50 as getting old. Well, if we are the God of our physical bodies, we cannot allow us to focus and accept that possibility, which is not in alignment with us being the power of the God we are, not in alignment with what we want and our picture of what we want. So I want you to come together with me and claim right now, I am the God over my physical body. My physical body is in balance and in alignment right now. My physical body is filled with joy and love and the creation of glorious wellness. I am energy, and therefore I always have enough energy to create me and my life. I am glorious health right now, and so it is. So try and focus on that. Oh, let's take out that word try. We are committed to focusing and creating that today and every day. And so it is. All righty. I'm telling you, I've been so focused on physical health, creating physical health, back to the perfect picture in the life and teaching of the masters of the Far East. Decide what perfect picture you want, and let's get going. Focus on that. Hold it. Feel into it. Okay, I can go to the callers. So we're going to start by directing our energy today. We are directing our hearts to be open front and back and merged with our whole brains. We're directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. We are directing our Hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. And we are claiming we are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right, everybody's balanced. Anybody switched? We are getting the highest answer. We are ready to go. All right, we're off and running, and we're going to go with Robin in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hey, Dee, it's so nice to talk to you.
Well, ditto, my dear. What can I do for you today?
So I'm looking at my body book. Interesting that you talked about directing the body, because all of a sudden I have a hernia, which has never happened before, and it feels like even though I'm directing...
Okay, so this has physical components and this has spiritual components.
Okay.
Hernias basically come from lifting things that are too heavy.
Yes.
So what in your life are you lifting that's too heavy?
Probably the better answer is, what am I not trying to lift?
Well, okay. You know, again, is that a match to loving yourself, Robin?
I would love to hear from the I'd love to hear from the channel why the things are falling to me, like my dad's fallen and is in the hospital and.
Because you have defined yourself, my darling, as somebody who takes care of everything and everybody else. Is that correct?
I didn't think I did anymore.
So if you're sending out the signal to the universe, I'm the God of Robin who defines me being the God of me as having to take care of everybody else and everything else, you're going to create and attract as many things to take care of as you can. And it's too much for you to carry anymore, Robin.
Okay.
It's time for Robin to love herself. Now,
okay.
Yes, we want to support the people we love. Yes, we want to take care of the of people we love when they need us. Absolutely. And never at the expense of yourself. So that means if you think you have to go 3 times a day, find somebody else to share that desire with you so that you go once and you know that. Can you stop doing whatever you're doing, Robin, because it's really noisy. Sorry, baby.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
When I'm distracted like that, pulls me out of the channel. That's okay. So that you don't feel guilty for not doing your part and you love yourself enough to allow other people to do their part also. Whether it's somebody you hire, whether it's somebody in the family, whatever, you've got to lay down some of this burden because they're showing me this huge box filled with metal and you just can't pick it up anymore.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any information about what I should do about the hernia? Because there's so many conflicting treatments now.
Well, I have to say I'm not a doctor, guys.
Okay.
Is there one doctor who's giving you an alternative style treatment for it?
Kinda, yeah.
Kinda. Well, that's
still
the one.
Surgery.
Yeah, but that's still the one that the channel's leaning toward.
Got it.
As far as the highest good for you to take care of it. The biggest message is the first message because, guys, you can go in and fix something and then it returns in one way or another if you haven't addressed what the real issue is. All right, Robin, that's your answer,
gotcha.
Baby. Good luck,
appreciate
sweetheart.
It. Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. And, oops, I didn't get you off there. We're going to Tim in New York. Hi, Tim, you're on. Tim, are you there? Nope. Tim just said, holy hell, she called on me and he hung up. Well, if you're listening, Tim, call back. Pat in Connecticut, you're on.
Hello, Dee. Thank you.
You're welcome, baby. What's up?
So glad I'm here. Last week, listening to your program, I was screaming, Dee, I need your help. And I just thought all week, I've got to get in. So thank you. I found you only in the last few months. And you have become one of my lifelines, a prominent one on my journey to healing mentally and spiritually. Right now, what I can afford are these programs, and I'll listen to them again and again and again to learn. And I hope someday through my healing, I'll be able to afford your other gifts.
Okay, Pat, stop right now because I'm going to teach you your first lesson. You're already there. You're already healed. You're already complete. And I want you to start claiming that because, as I just explained to beautiful Robin, how you define yourself is how the universe responds to you. So
yes.
I don't want you to look at the reality of your life. The reality of your life is what you created from false and limiting beliefs before.
Okay?
All right, I am complete. I am healthy and well. You want to start directing your body to respond to that perfect picture. Okay?
Yeah.
All right,
you,
go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much. You told me 2 weeks ago, and I have been trying to search what's going on with my body, but it's attacking itself. So from there, I was searching further, and I've come up with autoimmune. I just want to ask you.
Yeah, you have an autoimmune.
What do you see? I do. Is that a serious thing? I don't even understand what that's about.
Well, basically it means that your body's out of balance and for some reason it's attacking itself. Now, again, guys, I'm not a doctor, but I will tell you this. You can be diagnosed with any kind of label.
Yes.
And your body doesn't have to exhibit one iota of that in your life. If you do the work. If you do your work. Now, sometimes while we are discovering what spiritually is behind our health and wellness, sometimes we create doctors to help us create what we want. There's nothing wrong with that. What I'm saying is don't create the doctor without doing your inner work and getting your inner picture to match what you want. And as long as you're saying, I'm sick, I'm not well, I've got an autoimmune disease, blah, 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 right? Your body is going to have to match that some way.
The universe won't let me find doctors, which is wonderful, actually. I'm trying through homeopathic on my own. What do I need to do to heal myself on the physical level? I really want to know.
Well,
and if you can tell me what's behind it, that would be a profound gift.
Okay, so Pat, with lots of love, I say to you, I can't go into all of that on the show because I have a lot of people here waiting also.
Right.
I can tell you what's behind it.
Okay.
You know? Hold on. We're going to a core belief. This page here, 1, 2, 5, 6. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And Pat's bringing in a big gift to everybody here because this is coming up more and more and more in the private sessions that I'm doing and the ones I'm channeling. I'm not supposed here to be here being the powerful God I am. And so as we're all learning that, we're fighting ourselves to not know it. So I want to know I'm the God of me. I don't want to know I'm the God of me. And I don't want to know the God of me because I'm scared to death to accept all that responsibility. I'm scared to death I'm going to piss God off. Forget the friends and family once I really move into my power. They're not going to like me. And so when we fight ourselves and fight against what we want, guys, we create stress, which creates inflammation, which breaks down our immune system. Okay? Now, Pat, I'm not a doctor. I'm not, I'm pretty versed in homeopathic medicine, but not as far as prescribing it. Hold on. Do I know? See, I don't know the medicine. Usually when people bring me questions about stuff like that, I know it. The channel is saying you absolutely can turn this whole thing around with eating, with food.
Yeah.
Eat organic, eat a lot less meat, and a lot more fruits and vegetables. That's the beginning that they're giving you.
Okay.
So I'm supposed to be here, guys. Everybody claim it right now. I'm supposed to be here being the powerful God of me through divine love that I picture and am directing me to be. I'm supposed to be here making money. I'm supposed to be here being healthy. I belong creating me. And so it is. All right. Thanks for bringing all that in, Miss Pat. And let me tell you, they diagnosed me with, God, I can't even remember which it was, freaking years ago. I don't have a symptom. I don't even think about it.
Yep.
You
that's
know?
Where I want to be. I believe
well,
that. Yeah, that's what
start
I'm calling
you. Start by focusing on the health and wellness, not on the disease, while you are addressing what you need to address on this plane.
Yes. Okay.
All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You bet. You bet. Paula in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
give a little testimonial, and then I have a question. And it has to do with our session and about, you know, the thing that came out was about being worthy. And how it's evolved is that it's like I'm done with that. It's like laying down the sword, and it's not even relevant anymore because I am. It's just I am, and I feel expansion, and it's everything. It's just being open.
To all possibilities. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and it just feels really good, and it's just being, you know, and it's being free. Finally free.
Yep.
Yeah.
Freedom.
That's the best
way I can describe it too.
Yes. So, okay, now my question, it has to do with, you know, we're resolving, you know, my mom's estate. And I'm just have a question what the channel, you know, thinks about. I'm going to meet with this lawyer, and I just kind of want to get in, you know, what does the channel feel about that lawyer? Because I'm learning to trust myself, and I just want confirmation.
Oh, well, hold on then. What do you feel about the lawyer?
I feel it's okay.
Yes, but you're feeling that from your mind. Can you drop into your heart?
I
want to teach all of you something, especially those of you that are doing this work for other people and yourself. You have to drop into the connection and then do the work. So drop into your heart, Paula, because you're not there. There you go. Now.
Oh, okay.
you can feel the difference, can't you, when you do that?
It's like the expansion feeling.
Now, connect with the lawyer. What does it feel like?
There's a little bit of distrust.
Okay. So that distrust, you haven't even met with him yet, comes from you.
Uh-huh.
So if you take distrust into anything that you're wanting to create, you take that distrust with you into the experience. Doesn't matter what lawyer you see. So have got to come into alignment. You see, the perfect picture that you want doesn't include distrust.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And
it's actually
the higher statement is a distrust of authority figures. That's what you want to clear up within yourself and redirect. If I'm the God of me, I am directing all energy that is trustworthy to come forward for me now, because within me, I am trust.
Yes, exactly. That's a huge one.
Okay, well, let's everybody claim it. You see, half of you are sitting out there just listening to me. And that doesn't shift and redirect your energy. To get to know what it is doesn't redirect it, guys. So the perfect picture is, I am trust. And because I'm trust, I only draw to me things that are in alignment and resonate with trust. That's who I am. That's my clear direction. Now, universe, come in and partner with me, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love. And so it is. That was a big one for all of us, Paula. I'm sitting here. I can feel the shift, you know, it is huge, because if we're not trusting ourselves to create, that lack of trust goes into everything we create.
Yeah.
So we're actually sending the signal out, hi, universe, this is what I want you to create with me. Oh, by the way, I don't trust myself to do it. And the universe goes, well, What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
Yep.
Okay.
Yes,
that's
the trust and freedom. Yes, thank you.
Yep, you bet. See, we're just all tweaking now, guys. We're tweaking our understanding of everything, and it's exciting. Phyllis, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Can you hear me? Because
I got
a new headset. Okay, great.
I can.
So I knew I was going to be after Paula because I just emailed her last night about something she had said to me at Creation Station. But what it is that at Creation Station, we got to this thing about how in a past life I was in World War II and oppressed by the Japanese. And so that's why I had these people at the time, I mean, literally tape recording me, typing up the transcript and then reading it to me. This is what you said. I mean, it was just really ugly, nasty stuff. And then even my boss got fired. Same reason. He didn't trust me. And then with his last words to me, I needed him to come in and sign something. Last words to me, which stunned me, said, "You and me, Phyllis, backstab." I was like, and I wasn't in any position.
You and me, Phyllis, what?
Backstab. Both backstab.
Well,
anyway, yeah.
You know, if you guys keep putting out a lack of trust, you're going to bring people in that are going to misuse that trust against you, which is backstabbing.
And what I wanted to get to, I did the work, and what I wanted to get from your channel is just clarification that I'm, like, done with that. Because I just had all these things happen, you know, with what I'm creating, and it's like, I mean, it just all came in like a rush.
Well, that's not the right question. Am I done with it? There's one piece of information. I'm just saying it's not the right question.
Okay.
And you know, again, those of you that are doing the work, you've always got to make sure you're asking the right question, because you can get answers to any question. But if that question isn't going to take you to the answer you need to know, you got to ask a different question. So the question is there anything left that you need to get into alignment around self-trust?
Perfect.
And that I get a yes on, one thing, and we're going to a core belief. Here. Here.
I have to.
Here. Okay, this one. All right, we're both balanced. Anybody switch? When I value myself, I have to abandon myself, or everyone else has to abandon me. And that means, and that's important for those of us who are coming forward in our power, to really understand what we're doing as the God of us. When I value myself as the powerful force of God through divine love that I am, I have this belief that I have to abandon myself with doubt, or I have to abandon myself with questioning, or I have to abandon myself with fear, or everybody else has to abandon me because I'm too powerful. That's pretty much the last thing you need to get into alignment, Phyllis. So everybody, wake up, focus. When I value myself, I always show up for myself. I always come through for myself. I always celebrate myself, and so does everybody else. That's our clear picture of what we want, right?
Right. And Paula had made a comment to me at Creation Station, and it said something just very, you know, simple. I don't want to go into what it was, but it just, I didn't even told her what it was, but it just was like, oh. And then I realized I've been in denial about something for a really long time. And
and
questioning energy. Yeah.
That's the beautiful thing about Creation Station, is we all know that we're there for each other. And all this information comes out for all of us. And by the end of the weekend, you know, we've shifted so much energy for the group and the world that it's amazing. And nobody goes into reaction because we know we're there to bring all this, you know, to the surface. So
yeah, there was something going on in my life that was obvious now. Like I always, there were all the messages were always there, and I just was in denial. I guess that's the doubting.
Yeah, and guys, you know, the biggest sin you can do against your energy is to doubt. That's why I said to Robin, our first caller, I know I'm complete. I know, and I'm complete. Thanks for calling in, baby.
Okay, thanks, Dee. Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to Camille in Oregon. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, so my big concern, I own my home, and my home came with a studio apartment, and I have what I consider a troublesome tenant right now. She's lower income, lower rent, and now she's trying to pressure me into adding her new boyfriend, who she hasn't known very long, to
the lease, and
it's really getting uncomfortable.
Okay, so Camille, why did you attract this person? I don't want to go to her. I want to go to you. Why did you attract her? Because that's what you need to clear up so that you don't get in any further. Look, you don't have to ask the channel whether to let this boyfriend move in. You freaking know you don't want him to move in. So
that's
why are
right.
you even asking? You see, here we are. The God of me knows exactly what to do, but I'm going to doubt it so that I can't take action in a really decisive way, and then they see that little part of me that hasn't decided, and they're going to burrow in there as far as they can and hopefully change my mind. But it's coming because you know, but you won't let yourself know and communicate to them that you know. Right? So
right.
let's get to... Oh, my God, we're going to the same one? Uh-huh. Hold on. Everybody balance. Anybody switch? This is, yeah, when I value myself, I have to abandon myself. Or everybody else has to abandon me by pushing and pushing and wanting their boyfriend in and, you know, not paying their rent and blah, blah, blah. So when I value myself, I always come through for myself. Which is, I always do what's best for me. So, you have your answer, Camille?
I have to remove these people. That's it, period.
Okay. See, but you knew that when you called, now that we're to it, and you have confirmation on that. You knew it when you called, didn't you?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I know that this is what I need to do. It's just, personally, I've never had to undergo or undertake this sort of action. So, you know, I guess my concern is I'll take this action. Will the person go quietly, do what they need to do?
Yeah, you're afraid that they're going to retaliate against you.
That's correct.
Okay. All right. So, again, the channel saying that's more of a possibility if you're not clear within yourself what you're doing. So, let me ask you this. Is she paying her rent on time? Is she an okay tenant, or do you want her gone?
I want her gone because it was a married couple at first. The husband has left, and now the woman, her job has changed. So instead of paying the rent on time on the first, she gets paid every 2 weeks. So, like, I always get the whole thing, but I get half of it here, 2 weeks later, half of it there with the late fee. That doesn't work for me and my family at all, period.
Okay.
So
there's your answer, Camille. Now you're clear. Now commit to that and add to it that this is an easy, joyous, harmonious exchange for everyone, that she leaves easily. She finds another beautiful place that's right for her and her boyfriend, you know, and approach it with love. you know, I think maybe it's just better off. The payment thing isn't working for me and my family. And, you know, you want your boyfriend in. I can't do that for you, sweetheart. So take 2 months and find another place. Which is a whole different thing, you see, than your stupid boyfriend isn't going to move in, or you never pay me on time anyway, so get out. You can feel the difference between how love presents it and how fear presents it. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. There's your answer. All right. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Bridget in Colorado, what's up with you?
Hey, sweetie, I didn't think I'd get on yet. My kitty, I don't usually have animal questions, but my kitty hasn't eaten in 2 days. So what do I need to be?
He's depressed. Why is your kitty depressed?
Winter? Me? All of the above?
Well, yeah, and when you said winter, the first words they gave me is the winter of my soul.
Oh, yeah,
so
she's 15.
Where do you need to be happier, Bridget?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, your animals respond to your energy, you know, and they're there to absorb negativity. They're there to balance our energy, the energy with us, right? So, and yes, she is moving into the winter of her soul. Absolutely. When I say she's not ready to go yet, I get a yes, but probably within the next year. And you need to be okay with that. Her life has been very complete and loved and you need to be okay with her choice when it comes.
Yep. I've worked through all that. It's just what else I needed to bring into alignment with me to help her.
Be happier.
Okay, got it. Thank you, Katie.
Yep, you're welcome. Yeah, guys, our animals are like babies. Anybody ever had a young baby or even a toddler and you got no help and you get sick? Somehow they know. They know they've got to change their actions. They know they've got to change their behavior, right? They just know. So your animals are reflecting back to you energetic things that you're putting out. Okay? All righty. Where should we go now? There's a Miss Helen in Texas here. Hi, baby. You're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful.
Good.
This has been an excellent show, and I really resonate with the trust sections that we've been going through and trust authority and yourself, because wow, those can both happen at the same time.
Well, absolutely. And for those of us who are looking into expanding ourselves into limitlessness and our ultimate power, we've got to trust ourselves. I mean, you can be the God of you and define yourself anyway. You can say, I'm the God of me and I trust. You can say, I'm the God of me and I don't trust or mistrust, because God is everything, right? God is all thought and all possibility. And God doesn't think anything is better or worse or good or bad. It's just an exploration into how we're directing energy. So what's your question, Helen?
So my question this morning is, what is keeping me attached to sugar?
Well, it's definitely a physical thing, and a chemical thing, and the spiritual thing behind it, Sheets. But give me a song.
Hallelujah.
What?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Okay. We got lots of little mini themes going on here today. The more joyful you are, the less you'll need sugar. So that tells me you're using sugar to fill up empty places in you. But also, hold on, there was information coming in. It's not about food. They keep wanting to go to chemical. There's some kind of chemical imbalance within your body that's making you crave sugar. Have you looked into whether you have any kind of diabetes or not? I can't hear you, Helen.
I have not.
Okay. When I say you have it, I get a no, but you could have it if you don't get this curtailed.
Okay.
So they're suggesting that you do see a doctor and tell them that you want them to check your hormones, your blood sugar level, blah, 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 because you are craving sugar. How long has this been going on?
Most immediately, I'd say 3 months.
Okay, Helen, can you direct yourself to want the highest answer? Because there's something else hanging out here, but every time I want to bring it in, it goes, nope. She wants the highest answer. Okay, everybody, make a fist with your fingers facing toward your face. On the count of three, just pop them open like a firework. One, two, three. Good. Did she unswitch herself? Good. Okay. What is it, the basis of her craving sugar? That's the right question, Sheets. But give me a song, Helen. Helen, give me a song.
Jingle Bells.
Okay. See, again, it's back to joy. You just don't have enough joy in your life, baby. And you're trying to fill it up with something else that's sweet. So I would get up every morning, guys. Are you directing your day? It will make a huge difference in the creation of your life. Get up every morning and go, today, my intention is to be joy. Have joy. Experience joy everywhere within me. And every time you want to go towards something with sugar, say, nope, I'm filling myself up with my joy instead, and see if that helps. But they still want you to have, you know, guys, when we carry things in our energy that haven't been addressed for a while, they can and usually do show up in our bodies, because then we'll address them, you see. So part of being the god of a healthy body and a well body is to address all of the things within us that might be in conflict with health and wellness. And to say, I am healthy and well right now. Okay, Helen, you got it?
Okay, and I'm just getting a hit that I'm blocking joy, blocking feeling joy.
Well, if you're not living in joy, you are. Yeah.
Okay.
Has something to do with your mom when you were very, very young. And it happens to a lot of us. You know, you're out there jumping on the bed, having a great time, and you come in and get yelled at. And what does our brain say? Oh, even before we understand the words, oh, having fun, I get reprimanded for. See?
Okay.
Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Thank you, baby.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah, we're getting some good discernment here around the creation process. Kim in Phoenix, you're on.
Hello.
Hello, baby. What's up?
Okay. I think I've got my, I know I got my answer. And
good save there. Good save.
Thank you.
Yes.
And I want to check in with the channel. I am having one heck of a time balancing my checkbook. I show less money than what the bank shows, which is a good thing to have. What? There's something I don't want to see, and I'm
Kim, you don't want to see how wealthy you can be.
That's what I thought.
Well, you're right. So good work.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Again, back to what I read at the beginning of the show. You see, the picture that you keep holding of yourself is somebody without enough money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then how do you expect that picture to change with the universe? You know,
exactly.
Guys, can you all just be actors with me for a month and play pretend? And go,
Absolutely. Okay,
I'm getting ready for a great show with the universe, and I've got to study my part, and my part's about being joyful and happy and trusting myself and always knowing and being the powerful God of me that I am. And I've got to work on this part for the next month, day in and day out, so I'll have my part down. It's the same thing. We're doing the same thing. When I do a part, I teach my brain to learn her lines, live her life, be in her energy. So play the part you want to be. And then watch your life become it. Okay? It's the easiest way
yes.
I can say it. You got this, Kimmy. You know. You know.
All right.
You just don't do. Okay? All right. Love you, my love. Michael in Connecticut, what's up?
Yeah. Great show. Hadn't been able to listen for the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
I would like to understand focus better. Could you address focus?
Focus is when you keep your attention on one thing and you don't waver.
Okay. I have created a certain number of distractions in my life.
Yes, I hear them behind you.
Yes, she's jumping up and down right now, joyfully, and she is a teacher in joy.
Okay, so let her teach you joy and joyfully hold the focus on what you want.
I like that.
Yeah, because guys, we will use all kinds of excuses and people to distract us from what we're wanting to focus on. And focus, without consistent focus, creation is much, much harder, if not impossible. Because you go, I want this. Oh, wait, I want that over there. Oh, now I'm looking up. I want, you know. And you never complete the picture of having anything because you're bouncing around so much. Do you understand?
Yes, in a way you're saying focus feeds the creation almost.
Well, yes. Once you decide what you want to create, then you hold the focus on it so that the universe and all energy has time to turn around and respond to you.
I have a question for you. The I can't think of her name. The Abraham people, they say you need to focus on something for at least 68 seconds to, basically birth it. And then obviously you would continue to focus on it. Could you address time periods necessary for focus like that?
According to what I'm hearing, Michael, it changes with the creator. So the more you know you're the God of you, and the less you doubt, the faster the creation is. And, however, they're saying even after you've created it, you need to hold focus on it to continue to create it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's why Neville Goddard said doubt is the only Satan.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The biggest sin you do against your own creation is to doubt.
Yeah.
That's why I keep saying to all of you, I know and I am complete. And so it is. Thank you, darling. Great to hear from you, Michael. Oh, my gosh. So sorry, guys. I was speeding through, but we have a lot of people on the call today, and boy, did we get a lot of discernment. This is interesting. Everybody got their question answered, but Kathleen in New Mexico, if you will email me your question, I will answer it for you, my love. All right, guys. Woo-hoo! If I were you, I would go listen to the Ego webinar. It's all about power and what we talked about today. And I will let you know when our next delicious webinar will be coming out. Until we meet again, let's say it, and say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.